You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Injured at work in a motor vehicle accident or had a fall in a public space? Speak to Your Claim Lawyers, a no-win, no-fee personal injury claims law firm that specialises in maximising compensation claims for injured people. Call 1-800-YOUR-CLAIM or yourclaimlawyers.com.au.
All right, here's the Dragons on the front foot. Beautiful ball into open space as Lomax tries to step around Thompson, and he does. Something out of nothing there for the Dragons. The pressure had to tell eventually, and St George Illawarra will score the first try of the game through Zach Lomax. It's the Dragons 4 with a kick to come, Titans 2. You can't see Thompson, Corey Thompson back up on his feet in back play. Here's Fogarty now. Short ball to Kelly, slips through, crawls his way to the line. Oh. Can he get the ball down? No, he can't. He's just short. Wow, how didn't he score in the end? Corey Norman was there along with Ewan Aiken. Now here's the Titans through Fogarty. Little grubber kick into the in-goal area is a very good one. Can they get back in the field of play? No, they can't. This will be a goal line dropout, but still Corey Thompson receiving treatment. It's with McInnes. He goes to Clune. Clune goes short to Fuimeono. Pops it out the back to Clune. Now James Graham. Hard and strong, straight towards the post, James Graham, and he's tackled two away from the line on tackle four. Hunt now, out the back he goes. Norman loops a pass to Ravalawa, and Ravalawa scores a easy try, or has he? Has he dropped the ball here?
No, he nearly went dead. I think he's just got it down as he's sliding over.
He's tried to run around underneath the goalpost, or closer to the goalpost, and he realised that with the wet underfoot, he's all of a sudden had to get to the ground really quickly. He just gets the ball down before his knee goes over the dead ball
that
line.
That is a big moment. The Bendix breaks.
It's with Norman. Norman out, shows it out in front, then goes to Clune. Clune
flies
a pass. Great pass to Jordan Pereira, who dives like Superman and scores a spectacular try for the Dragons. We are going to go to the bunker, but what a pass. Clune to Pereira.
Fantastic vision by the rookie halfback. The on-field call is try. It's a beautiful finish by Pereira in the wet. His feet leave the ground. Corner post, of course, doesn't come into play. Yeah, puts the ball down beautifully right on the try line. It's a great finish. A tremendous finish there by Jordan Pereira. And the best part about Clune, again, he didn't let the condition sway his decision to allow his skill to do all the talking by throwing a beautiful cutout ball out to Jordan Pereira. Talk about big moment. That's a Bendix Breaks big moment, because that could be the straw that breaks the camel's back there for the Titans.
He'll get up and play it. Yeah. 9 seconds left. This will be the last play of the game. Merrin, they're looking to finish with a flurry here. Beautiful pass to Ravalawa. Can't handle. It went forward anyway. Ruled to be a forward pass. Siren sounds. Full time. 20 points to 8. Well done to the Dragons. 2 wins from 2 for them, but now it's back-to-back losses.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.